Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, February 18th, 2009. All the geek, and it's quite sublime. Good morning, welcome to Wednesday, which of course means today we're taking a peek inside Billy Flynn's long box. Hi. Wait, who's that? Well, the Billy Flynn guy you're talking about? Well, that would be me.
You better keep your liberal pie hole shut.
Well, still got like 14 and a half minutes to go, but I'll see what I can do. Welcome to day one of the digital switchovers. Yeah, 641 stations in the United States switched to high-definition signals only yesterday. Did I forget to tell you about that? I figured you already knew. That's cool. This date in 1930, the planet Pluto was discovered at the Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona. How Pluto got to Arizona is beyond me. On this date in 1977, the Space Shuttle Enterprise, sitting atop a Boeing 747, went on its maiden flight, reaching altitudes up to 6,000 feet above the Mojave Desert, saying happy birthday to Molly Ringwald. She is 41 years old and still looks cute in those panties that we saw her in Breakfast Club. Yeah. Matt Dillon is 45. Big teeth and something about Mary. That's all I can think about anymore. Thanks. Flamingo Kid was pretty good, though. Vanna White's 52, still turning letters. John Travolta, 55, still waiting on another comeback. Sybil Shepherd, Madeline Hayes herself, is 59 years old. Dude, John Hughes is 59. John Hughes, the man, the myth, the legend. Sir, we miss you. Could you come back? Could you be John Hughes again? Yoko Ono is 76 years old, and George Kennedy is 84. We best know him as Captain Ed Hocken in the Naked Gun movies, which is always a good time. Let us check some television for the evening, shall we? Tonight on CBS, at least on my CBS, Virginia Tech and UVA will be playing basketball. And more than likely, I'll be running that game at the day job. Thank you. Thank you. Followed by a CSI in which New York, in which a corpse drops in at a charity event. Ladies. Over on ABC, it's last week's episode of Lost. Followed by this week's episode of Lost, in which it turns out, yes, there is a way back to the island. There's also a new Life on Mars on. Tonight on NBC on Knight Rider, Mike visits one of his old haunts in Night and the City. Followed by a new episode of Life, which is not Life on Mars, and a Law and Order. From Fox American Idol, three finalists are chosen. I just looked over the songs that they're singing tonight and realized I didn't care. So there you go. Lie to Me is brand new tonight. That's the Tim Roth show. In which, hey, I know you're lying. I'm going to solve crimes with it. Haha. A&E on The Exterminators. There's a gator in my boat. AMC with The Godfather. Animal Planet has giant squid invasion. Tonight on Bravo and Top Chef, it's the final challenge. It's not in New York tonight. They're going to New Orleans. Irma Lagasse is going to be on the show. Wow, dude. I like Top Chef. Discovery Channel, The Detonators. Coral Gables. Now, why they'd blow this poor lady up, I have no idea. I don't know what she's ever done to deserve such a fate. Guess we'll find out tonight. Food Channel. Ultimate Recipe Showdown. No, my mom's recipe is the best. No, my mom's recipe is the best. Let's fight. Roar! History Channel tonight. Monster Quest. Swamp Stalker. I'm coming after you, swamp. Every swamp. No. Sci-Fi Channel. Ghost Hunters International. Spanish Scares. So Spanish Ghosts. Spanish Speedy Gonzalez going up late would be funny. Spike TV has the EA Gillette Championships of Gaming. Champions of Gaming. They didn't invite me, so I don't see how true it can be. FMC Silver Streak. Turner Classic Movies has the Kane Mutiny. On TLC, My Shocking Story. It's Electric People. Boogie Woogie Woogie. But if I'm watching anything tonight, oddly enough, it's on the FX channel because a counselor at a juvenile detention facility turns a group of young criminals into a football team to teach them self-respect and responsibility. Tonight, Matt Hill and Exhibit star in Gridiron Gang.
Let's check the inbox.
And taking a peek at the good old GRD mailbag, let's see. Hey, Flint, since you have been freestyling a bit, you know I always lose confidence when I freestyle, but I thought I would send you a few intro lines for GRD. Feel free to use or abuse them at your leisure. All the geek. Okay. This is from Gringay over the fine forums at geekradiodaily.com. He has actually sent us, you know, it's 2009, you know, bringing it to you right on time. So we're going for, and I've been saying some other things just because, well, I am sort of want to do. So we will save when we come back from the break, because when we come back from the break, I will use one of these. Thank you so much, sir. That is fantastic of you. I do appreciate it. If you'd like to drop off some things that would help, you can always be like, I can help. Look at me help. Here I come to help. I have sent you an email right here. And you can do that by dropping a missive to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at GeekRadioDaily.com. And helpers. Helpers are cool. Today, like I said, Wednesday, it means we're peeking inside Billy Flynn's long box, taking a peek at your geek news, all coming up here on this Wednesday, February 18th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Introducing 2 Minute Danger Theater, a podcast with an unending appetite for excitement.
Hello, I'll be your alien invader this evening.
Blast off with Commander Ranger and Cadet Nancy as they set foot on alien worlds.
The temperature is 50 degrees below zero.
It looks like we only have one spacesuit aboard the ship. You'll have to wear this bathrobe.
Trek around the globe with jungle adventurer Blake Diamond as he searches for an ancient mystical ruby.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, I believe we've discovered the Holy Grail.
Damn it! Where's the ruby?
Wherever there's a Nazi plot to thwart or a humanitarian crisis to ignore, Blake Diamond will be there.
Lost Ark of the Covenant, map to the city of Atlantis, missing Link.
And don't forget the voice, that mysterious crime fighter who lurks in the shadows.
If you don't talk, you'll force me to use my powers of telepathy.
Oh yeah? I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. What is it?
1.
No.
10.
No.
1.
Yes, 2 Minute Danger Theater. Just go to dangertheater.com. Please consult a physician before listening.
Nancy, what are you doing with that llama?
Milking it, sir.
Geek Radio Daily for, what is this, Wednesday? February 18th, 2009. It's All the Geek with a Twist Alive. Oh, thank you, Green Gay. That worked so well. That was fantastic. Yes, indeed. Welcome, 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 welcome. Wednesday, halfway point of the week, which means we might get to another weekend. Since it's not 2012, I don't think the world's going to be ending anytime soon. I think we're going to be just fine with that. So what we should do in the meantime is check ourselves some comics.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Yes, indeed. And you can find all kinds of serious books, maybe even silly books, at your friendly local comic shop. Get out there and give them some money. They'll give you fine, fine, fine comics like Arcana Studios' Cade, Rising Sun, number 1 of 4. Boom Studios with Zombie Tales, number 11. Woke up, wanted braids. Went to the movies, wanted braids. Come on. Dabble Brothers Productions, Warriors, the official movie adaptation, number 1 of 5. Warriors? The Warriors? Are they coming out to play? Dark Horse, Solomon Kane, number 5 of 5. It's wrapping itself on up. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, number 38, Faithful Execution. Over DC Comics, Black Lightning Year 1, number 4 of 6 is out. Green Lantern, number 36, gets a second printing. I bring that up because how many regular issues are just getting second printings nowadays? That's cool. Justice League of America, number 30, it's an Origins and Omens tie-in. Tangent, Superman's Reign, finally wraps up. 12 of 12 is out. Tiny Titans of Love, number 13, is out today. Trinity, number 38, which I sort of got lost along the way. World of Warcraft number 16, X-Files number 4 of 6, and if you've got the $300 to spend on it, the Watchmen movie replica of Rorschach's grappling gun and mask. If you can get the little props for that, that'd be cool. Devil's Due Publishing, Zombies That Ate the World number 1. I look back at all those zombies that have been just nom 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 nomming on everybody's brain pans. Dynamite Entertainment, Battlestar Galactica, The Cylon War number 2 of 4 is out today. Black Terror number 1. Release not confirmed by Diamond, but theoretically should be out there today. Highlander Origins, Kurgan, number 2 of 2, wraps up. Jungle Girl Season 2, number 3 of 5, is out today. I don't like when they do that. Don't put the 2 in the title and then there's another issue. Oh, it makes my brain hurt. It makes my brain hurt a lot. IDW Publishing, G.I. Joe Origins, number 1, is out today. Star Trek The Next Generation, Last Generation, number 4. Transformers, Maximum Dinobots, Maximum Dinobots number 3. Transformers Revenge Fallen movie prequel Alliance number 3 is out. Oh look, the one shot of What Men is out today. You know your comic property is huge when they're just going to release a parody and not everybody even knows what's going on. That's cool. Image Comics has Great Unknown number 1 and Johnny Monster number 1 of 3. Johnny Monster. Marvel Comics Dark Avenger number 2, which is kind of cool. Punisher Frank Castle, it's the Max title number 67. The Max titles for Marvel's, that works for the Punisher. That works a lot because you get all that grittiness that you need in there. Spider-Man Noir number 3 of 4 is out today. War Machine number 1, and he doesn't look like Terrence Howard anymore. So Okay. X-Men Noir number 2 of 4 is out. Young X-Men number 11. Udon Entertainment has Street Fighter 4 number 1. And Vital Publications has Asian Cult Cinema number 61. Because we've all got to keep up with things like that.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Well, we've had the talks for games remake. We had a War Games sequel, video game and movie-wise. Well, apparently Leonardo DiCaprio is looking to be part of the reboot of War Games. What? Leonardo DiCaprio wants to do his own take on War Games. It won't be a sequel. It's going to be one of the reboots. Okay. I don't know. I mean, it was fresh and interesting at the time because the whole thing with computers like that, it was still scary for people. I don't know. I don't know what you do there. And please, I don't want to see Zac Efron in a War Games reboot. But sure, why not? So, Joss Whedon's Dollhouse is out, and I think the consensus, well, not the consensus, but at least the overwhelming majority at the fine forums at geekradiodaily.com, is that we all feel that, yeah, we like the show, but we need a couple more episodes because we obviously can tell where the studio, where Fox was involved in some of the desperately trying to get out exposition points. Well, Joss Whedon talks to Rolling Stone and says, look, you know, I'm done. I think I'm done with TV. I've got a link to the interview. It's in the show notes. He's like, yeah, because Dr. Horrible did so well, he didn't really have to talk to anybody about that. He got to do what he wanted, and people bought it. He's going to move on to that after this. So we'll see how many episodes he stays with before he turns over the reins. But unless Fox changes their ways, they've drove Joss Whedon from television. Thanks. Thanks, you jerks. So we were talking on the fine forums at geekradiodaily.com about Pride and Prejudice and zombies. Well, you just can't keep a wacky story down, I suppose, because Sir Elton John, we all know Sir Elton John, decided that he is going to be taking the Pride and Prejudice story and bridge some genres with it. Rocket Pictures has signed Will Clark to direct Pride and Predator. Variety reports the principal photography starts in London later this year. And Elton John, Pride and Predator. I don't know what else you could possibly say about that, but that's cool. You know what else I could say? Attention all Uber geeks that think they have a shot. Hayden Panettiere is single. She is broke up with Milo Ventimiglia. According to Us Magazine, quote, it was a lifestyle conflict. A source close to the couple said they were in very different places. She's 19. She likes to go out and party. He's 31. He likes to go home and watch Matlock. Yeah, we didn't think that was going to be lasting long, but good for them. And now you can have your shot. So save the cheerleader. Save yourself. A party to celebrate the launch of the new movie Friday the 13th turned into a real-life bloodbath last week. Warrington Gillette, one of the people who played Jason Voorhees in Friday the 13th Part 2, was attending an event honoring the new slasher movie. He arrived in full costume, wearing the hockey mask and everything, took to the stage to frighten people with a real axe. But his performance ended in disaster when a woman invaded the stage and tried to wrestle the weapon away from him, you know, slashing his hand because, well, she had just had sex and apparently thought that he was going to kill her. Dun, dun, dun. Ki, ki, ki. Ha, ha, ha. By 2012, everyone in the mobile industry, the mobile phone industry, said, fine, you know what we're going to do? Everyone's going to have the same power socket by 2012. No more I need to buy this charger than that charger. I bought a new phone. I got to buy all my new chargers again. By 2012, everything's the same. And when people start working together, that is a sign of the apocalypse. And as we know, 2012 is when we're all going to die. That's why the Mayan calendar ends right there, because cell phone charges were going to get there. So, you're a geek. You like to impress the ladies, but you need a little something different to set you out from them. Star Trek fragrance. Yes, Star Trek cosmetics. Ginky Wear is developing things that no one ever thought about. Star Trek perfumes. Three types of scents. Tiberius, Ponfar, and of course, Red Shirt. Now, while I can understand Tiberius, because who wouldn't want to be as awesome as Kirk? And I can understand Ponfar, because it's kind of like Sex Panther. Really? When you put on something like Red Shirt, aren't you just really saying to the world,
you smell like a winner!
I'm just saying, if you're already wearing the red shirt, the monsters already know where you are. Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, February 18th. Stop by iTunes, won't you please? click on review, write something, say, hey, man, that Billy Flynn, he was all spazzed out today. We don't know what's going on. Subscribe while you're there. That'd be fun. GRD licensed under the Creative Commons Attributes, non-commercial, no derivative works, 3.0 United States licensed. Please write us all some missives, some mail, by sending it to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
If you leave, who's going to help me remember my locker combination?
Oh, Sierra, it's your birthday.
My birthday is April.
Sweetie, your combination is the digits of your birthday.
Oh! What are digits?
We're really going to miss you, Brittany.
I am YA.
I miss you already, too.
Oh, guys, I'm going to MYSM.
D-A-M-N. Sierra, you're not speaking I am, you're just spelling.
Oh! Well, then, S-H-I-T.
Come here. I love you.